Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Who Are Those Blessed?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely, on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of our God. Ignatian contemplation, also known as imaginative prayer, is described as an active way of praying that engages the mind and heart and which stirs up thoughts and emotions. It actually suggests putting yourself into a gospel scene and seeing where that leads you. I'm sure many of us would admit that as we hear Matthew's account of the Beatitudes today, we may be moved to ask ourselves questions such as, which one am I? Or admit, I'm definitely not poor in spirit. Or wonder, am I a peacemaker? Do I really hunger and thirst for righteousness? This account of the Beatitudes is shared shortly after the call of the disciples, those 12 bewildered fishermen and tax collectors didn't quite understand their call or what they were really being challenged to experience with Jesus. Truly captivated by his words and drawn to stay with him, I now see Jesus take them on retreat to this mountaintop to teach them and to teach us. So let's imagine we are there. As we do so, we suddenly realize that we are no longer alone with Jesus and his disciples. Crowds of people have come, and they are gathering just to see, to be with, and to hear Jesus. We begin to feel a little less important, and we begin to notice all these others who have gathered. Taken a little bit by surprise, we become less aware of ourselves and begin to see those in the crowd through the eyes of Jesus. As he begins to preach these Beatitudes, we begin seeing all these people who also have been called. We are actually being invited to see them with compassion and wonder. I see a woman who seems afraid to look at Jesus, and I become aware of her story of being ridiculed and abused since her youth. And then I hear Jesus say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." As he continues, "Blessed are those who mourn." Less aware of myself, I recognize a man standing against a tree with tears streaking down his face. Was it his wife he lost? Perhaps his child as well? I am filled with compassion. I see a young mother with some children, and she's giving them some morsels of food to eat, not taking any for herself, but gazing up with listening heart to hear Jesus. I want to get closer to Jesus now to say to him, "You know, I get it. I understand your teaching. I was looking in the wrong direction, looking inward into my own heart, trying to find myself as blessed, aware of my needs. Instead, Jesus, you are directing my gaze outward towards the crowd to find the many around me who are truly blessed. No longer can I be self-absorbed, but rather drawn to look at those around me who are the ones very blessed and in many different ways. My being called by Jesus is an invitation to discover that those around me on this mountaintop or mountainside, and in this world, are blessed among us." Less anxious, smiling, breathing gently now, I discover that I can begin to see each person around me as truly blessed. And that I am called by and with Jesus to be in their company.